Okay, we've got 139, 141, 144, and that's that Joe Bristow, the one that had the wagon. You remember anything at all or stories about him? He must have, I think it was 25 or 26 when he took the caravan across the summit.
And got as far as 101 mile.
Mm-hmm. And died there. But I just wondered if you'd ever heard any stories about him at all.
Well, just vaguely heard his name mentioned once in a while, but I can't remember really what they were saying about him.
He started out from Chattanooga,
didn't he? Did he?
So, he hung around there for quite a long while.
Well, he must have been
before
in Circle.
Before he ever went to Circle.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've seen pictures of him there with the pigs.
Oh, in
there
Circle,
in
right.
Chattanooga.
Or in Chattanooga.
Was that him in the photo with the pigs?
Yes, we were at 4th of July. And
he said he brought Leonard and little kids. He was going to will everything to this. Everything was wrong. Everything.
You mean this picture, Mary?
That's how I understand. That's Joe Bristow.
That's Joe Bristow?
The young guy? Without a beard?
I thought we had a different name on that. But I'll sure check on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we have him on the Berry Company records for the early 20s or the late 19 or 18, somewhere in there, as working on one of the dredges or one of the Berry camps.
Oh, boy, it sure is a difference here, isn't there? But yeah. I always thought that was him.
Well, it couldn't be him, but quite a few years apart.
Well,
and that blacksmith shop there at Circle looks like he'd been there since 01.
Yeah.